Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Back in the 1990s, mandatory minimum sentences were popular with lawmakers who wanted to show that they were tough on crime. Now the pendulum has swung in the other direction, and lawmakers are concerned about a recent case where a woman was hit with a mandatory minimum felony sentence for assault when she hit a law enforcement officer with an onion ring. Portsmouth Commonwealth's attorney Stephanie Morales says it's yet another example of how people in power get to live in one world, but there's a different existence for those without power or status.
When we have members of our community who have assault incidents that aren't taken seriously, there are no law enforcement responding, they have to go through this extended magistrate process to try to protect themselves. But then we have law officers who get hit with an onion ring, and all of a sudden you have felony charges. That is a complete mixed match.
House Majority Leader Sharnell Herring says creating a better match is at the top of the agenda for the special session.
Getting rid of mandatory minimums, we are giving the power back to judges so you don't have these weird results that we see. That's sort of what's the point of our sentencing commission. The legislature is not going to provide judges the discretion.
Republicans say defelonizing assaults against police officers is a radical idea that will make Virginians less safe. Michael Pope,